It's the summer of 2001. Joe meets Patrick, and he's like, yo, I know about music. And Patrick's like, yo, I know more about music. That's impossible. Do you want to start a band? And Patrick's like, yeah, that's cool. And then he's like, yo, this is a bookstore. It's not a music store. And then they met at Patrick's house. So Patrick's wearing shorts and socks and a hat. Patrick is playing drums for some fucking reason. And Pete's there for some reason. They start playing music together. And they're like, oh, let's play some fucking covers from some other bands. It was like Green Day and fucking Misfits and fucking Ramones. Pete said to Joe, yo, we gotta change this shit up. Yo, we played all these bands. Let's play shit from Fall Out Boy. And so Pete and Patrick are like, yo, that's dope. But we need a fucking drummer. Because Patrick's playing drums and he's a singer. Patrick's like, yo, I got a soul voice. And they're like, wait, how do you have a soul voice? And he's like, yo, watch this. Yeah! And they're like, oh my God, that sounds like soul. So they put it in the song. It was like, where is your boy tonight? And then they're like, yo, that's fucking perfect. This is Fall Out Boy. And they made records like Evening Out With Your Ex-Girlfriend. Evening Out With Your Ex-Girlfriend. Everybody loves it.
It's called Evening Out With Your Girlfriend.
With Your Ex-Girlfriend. It's called Evening Out With Your Ex-Girlfriend. It's called Eating Out Your Girlfriend.
And it's real.
And it's real and it doesn't matter. And Pete talked to Patrick and Joe and he was like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, this is gonna be fucking dope. So they made a record and it was called Take This To Your Grave. They made it without a drummer. And they had like three, four drummers come in. The four drummers that had come in were like Josh Freese, Neil Peart, the dude from Toto. The fourth one was like the guy from like Papa Roach or something.
Okay.
And they're like, yo, we need Andy Hurley. Andy Hurley. Take This To Your Grave, fucking record it. And he did it, and he killed it, and he was like, killing the skins, tapping the skins, tapping the rim, playing the shit, killing these bitches, rapping it out. You're getting your fucking tattoo right now. What the fuck is going on? We should get signed to Fueled By Ramen, because these guys know what the fuck is going on. They were like, yo. If you can make our scene any bigger than it is, which is not fucking hard, we will sign you guys. He was like, yo, we got this record that's fucking dumb, dude. It's called Take This To Your Grave. It's called From Under the Cork Tree. It's gonna be fucking huge. And then Patrick's like, I gotta keep it real. I gotta keep it artistic. These are three songs that are gonna make the album. It's called, this is called Thanks For The Memories, $20 Nosebleed, and Sugar We're Going Down. And they made this record that was fucking dope, and it fucking hit on the charts. Like, 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 to 1. From Under the Cork Tree sold like 4 million records. 10 million records. 15 million records. And Brendan Urie had nothing to do with the entire record. And Patrick is like, that's good. Pete was like, yo, fuck you. I can do whatever I want. Joe was like, yeah, that's cool, man. Whatever. I don't give a shit. And then Annie was like, eh, cool. And Pete was like, makeup is fucking great for a guy because it makes a guy look beautiful, which a lot of times, a guy is not beautiful. And I want to change that. I want to make sure that everybody thinks that guys are beautiful.
Yes. And take.
I'm good so far.
Want to spit one more time?
I do.
I just got to say, this is incredible. This is special.
This is a special moment.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Full circle for a while.
All right. Pete was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed about this dick pic. And then I saw the dick pic and I was like, eh, it's not bad. It's not a bad dick. Let's be real. We made Rolling Stone one issue before Fall Out Boy. And Fall Out Boy made the issue right after us. And they were so pissed. They were like, yo, fuck you guys. They're like, yo, Panic has the fucking cover of Rolling Stone. Yo, fuck these dudes. We're gonna fucking go miles above. We're gonna hit every fucking continent there is known to man. But they didn't. Because they missed a second of time. Apparently, they were like, oh shit, we got every continent. And they didn't actually hit it. Dude, Pete was like, what the fuck?
Oh, you didn't fucking make the continent.
It's like, fuck you! So from one of the Cork Tree happens, we fucking have 3-4 years of awesomeness. Like people are coming on themselves because it's so big.
Drink and then talk about how they made two records. There you go. Made two
all right. So Fall Out Boy was like, so Patrick's like, yo, we're gonna name these records from Under the Cork Tree and from Infinity on High. Pete was like, yo, Folly of Doom means the theatric of two. Oh, I'm sorry. Fall Out Boy was like, yo, we gotta take a break. Meaning, Pete was like, yo, we gotta take a break, bro. And Patrick's like, I need time for my music. And Joe's like, yo, I need time to find the fucking art, dude. I gotta find some fucking metal. And Andy's like, I'm just gonna play with some fucking metal bands. And they're like, all right. This break's been like 3 years long, 2 years long, 3 years long, 3.5. We gotta fucking come back, man. We gotta come back strong. You took my beer away, what the fuck?
You poured it all over yourself. Yeah, you poured it out of yourself, man. Here.
We gotta make this shit legit. It's gonna be fucking dope. It's gonna go fucking sky high. We're gonna make a fucking record that sails the skies.
Sorry.
We're gonna call this record Save Rock and Roll. So they made Alone Together, Light 'Em Up, Alone Together, Phoenix. And everybody's like, what the fuck? You're working with this guy who fucking recorded Avril Lavigne and Pink. What the fuck is this on my shirt? Did I pick up myself? Oh God. Pete was like, yeah, we're gonna end up on the tour with Panic at the Disco and 20 Pilots. And that's all. And that's all that matters. And that's just how the fucking story goes.
I want Patrick to shove his fedora up my ass.
I want to f*** Andy while he's lifting weights.